Avanti.
Hi, folks. This is CBD of the Cut Jib Newsletter Worldwide Podcasting and I guess, I don't know, broadcasting network. What the hell? Folks, eventually I will get this right. Anyway, I'm here in cloudy Paris and also not with me, but he's in Wisconsin, my partner and friend and co-potter, JJ Sefton. JJ, how is it going?
Going well. It is also a little overcast and a little hot and sticky here in southern Wisconsin. We're supposedly heading for a blast of a heat wave, but it is what it is. It's the summertime. So what are you
Yeah,
going to do?
I mean,
Could be worse.
yeah.
Could be 5 feet of snow and 20 below zero. So we'll be kvetching about that in a few months' time, I'm
Which is
sure.
caused by global warming.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's really
Global
amazing
warming.
the insanity of global warming and the bald-faced lies that they pump out about the weather. It's blatantly obvious that the infrastructure built to measure weather has been compromised. Whether that is just an unavoidable result of growth, you know, a beautiful field that used to be a mile out of town 40 years ago is now in the middle of town and is surrounded by parking lots and air conditioning compressors, and it's 5 degrees hotter. No fault of man, other than the fact that man has expanded around it. But those temperature measurements are obviously fatally flawed. But they don't care. It bolsters their lies, and it bolsters what they really want to do, which is the destruction of Western culture and the destruction of market economies and central planning for the entire world. And I'm against that. So anyway, I'll stop on the I'll stop the tangent.
Quite all right. I'm against that too, and it is a definite tangent, but look what they're doing with Pacific Palisades in the wake of the fires. They're literally using that as a pretext to literally grab people's land and develop it in the way that they want to develop it. That is just, oh my God, it's just, you talk about the assault on our freedoms and property, and the owning of property is one essential component of freedom. So anyway,
Well,
speaking of
you know,
tangents.
property rights are one of the bedrocks of freedom.
Yes.
And I, you know, it's vital that we maintain our property rights, and the fact that half, you know, the most of the Democratic Party is perfectly okay with destroying our property rights is a terrifying thing. And we can't let them get away with it. We simply can't. So, anyway.
Well, simply can't, and how the simply can't is to happen, and please don't tell us to vote harder. But other than that, yeah, we're heading for some interesting times, and a lot of our subjects that that we planned on touching upon today, I think will underscore that fact. So take it away, CBD. What's up on the plate first? What do we have?
Well, I wanted to talk a little bit about what's going on in Syria, I mean, it's been in the news sort of the Al Qaeda backed or the Al Qaeda origin president of Syria, the new terrorist who put on a nice suit and trimmed his beard somewhat and fooled the fuck out of most of the West. Is killing the Druze, not the Jews. Killing Jews is perfectly okay for most of the world. But he is the Druze are a sort of it's a religious sect in the Middle East, and they have settled in a bunch of places. One is in Syria, one is in Turkey, one in Israel. Actually, there's a large Druze population in Israel, and they're I know that they're very, very proud of the fact that they are in the Israeli Defense Force.
I
But
believe
anyway.
they're Christian, and there's also a very large population of them or there was, or there may still be in southern Lebanon. And whenever all the nonsense was going on with the Lebanese civil wars over the last 50 years, it was always, the Israelis were, rushing to their defense.
Well, yeah, that's, I mean,
They were
the
extreme allies.
politics in Lebanon are so convoluted. It's really
Yeah.
weird. I think actually one of the presidents of Lebanon was a Druze. Anyway, the
Yeah,
point is
Walid
that
Jumblatt.
the Al Qaeda lunatics, the Islamist murderers, last week decided to go after the Druze. And the Druze fought back a little bit, but they were overwhelmed. And supposedly many hundreds have been butchered, beheaded and murdered and raped and imprisoned. And Israel said, no, you can't do that. And they went in and they started killing the Al-Qaeda militias, bombing them and killing their leaders with those lovely drone strikes and missile strikes. And I think it's an absolutely good thing. This is the defense of what is essentially Western culture. And sadly, Israel is the only country that takes it very, very seriously. And that is not a criticism of the United States. I think that the attack on the Iranian nuclear facilities was a tremendous, tremendous thing. And I think that it was our opening salvo in what I hope is a war against Islam. And I know that sounds terrible, but Islam has been at war with the West for 1400 years. And we have, in fits and starts, admitted that. But we have ignored that issue for a very, very long time. Certainly, in the, ever since 9/11, we have pretended that it's not Islam that's at war with us, that it's, it's terrorism. It's not Islam. Islam is a religion of peace, which is a total crock of shit. And George Bush should have been impeached just for saying that stupidity. Not because it's politically inconvenient, but because it's so stupid that we obviously have a retard in the Oval Office. Anyway, so Israel is going after the Al-Qaeda backed or Al-Qaeda adjacent Syrian militias. And as I said, it's a good thing, and I hope they do more of it, and I hope that Syria learns its lesson and stops killing the Druze. What I would like to see is the Druze move out of Syria, which is really a shithole, and take over the West Bank and throw out all the Arabs living on the West Bank. I think that would be a lovely, lovely transfer for Israel. Get rid of the Arabs on the West Bank, pick up the Druze. The Arabs can move to Syria and live with their countrymen. Works for me.
Yes, it works for me, but there's always the player to be named later in any of these baseball trades. Who we get for the bullpen? But in all seriousness, it is good that they are defending the Druze and going after the butchering maniacs in Syria, because ultimately, if they wipe out the Druze, guess who's next? It is the Jews, and then from there, and so it goes. So it's in Israel's best interest to not only, self-interest, but you are right, CBD. It is defending Western civilization, regardless of the politics of the Lebanese Druze or the Syrian, whatever. It's in Israel's interest and our interest ultimately that we wrap the savages on the knuckles and we defend Western civilization where we can, and we have to do it. It has to be done. Agreed.
I wrote on Ace of Spades yesterday, in my morning rant about this, and I suggested that the idea of America as the world's policeman has been discredited, and I think it has been. I don't think anybody would argue that point. But I think that what we need to do instead of being the world's policeman is to become the protector, as I wrote, the protector of our own culture. And by that, I mean Judeo-Christian culture, Western culture. And one way to do that is to support Israel in its battle against the encroaching Muslims who are encroaching everywhere. And they're doing what they have always done, which is move into countries and eventually turn them Muslim. That's not a good thing for Western culture. It's not a good thing for America. It's not a good thing for anybody who believes in pluralism, who believes in freedom of speech, who believes in the rights of women, who believes in self-determination, who believes in the idea of the individual as being the most important unit in culture and society. That none of those things is supported by Islam. In fact, they find it reprehensible and they find it disgusting and they want to destroy it, and that's what they've been doing.
Well,
So
the front line of that, by the way, is in defending Judeo-Christian and Western civilization and whatever, is defending our own borders. And not only from the hordes of illegal aliens that are flooding in, but also from just immigration policy, where we just let people in without any kind of proper vetting, just because they say they're refugees or this or that or the other. And frankly, we have over probably close to 40 million aliens in this country, illegal aliens, beyond just the legal immigration, and we're swamped, and there is no assimilation, because indeed they do not want to assimilate into our culture. Indeed, they want to pervert our culture and turn it into their culture. And beyond that, we have an academic system that takes American-born citizens and children and turns them against American culture and turns them into mind-numb leftist drones and the foot soldiers of all this. And there you go. How about defending our own culture right here at home by purging our society of the anti-Americans in our own midst, be they foreign born or domestically born? And there's another problem right there.
Well, what's terrifying is that a significant percentage of that progressive left that you just described is hand in hand with the Islamists. And I find that odd beyond belief because let's face it, Islam will put them up against the wall just like they'll put me because I'm a Jew up against the wall. There's no little niche within Islam for hardcore socialists. It just doesn't work that way. They hate us all. They'll use us against each other, but they hate us all and they want to kill us all.
And that's what's so fascinating about this, in a way, and about this Mamdani character running for mayor in New York City, who likely will win it, is that he is a socialist and a Muslim. And so, and the first ones the Muslims will kill should they take over the world first. And, numbers being what they are, there's 1.5 billion of them in the world. And discount the Chi-coms. But other than that, I mean, they'll win, and the first ones that they're going to line up are their erstwhile allies in transsexuals for Palestine or whatever. They will get the infamous homosexual flying lessons off of the rooftop of the Tehran Hilton. Flap your arms real hard, my friends. Dear God, it's insanity.
Well, speaking of communists and Islamists, what do you think about Obama and his sort of odd response to Tulsi Gabbard's data about the fact that he was intimately involved and actively involved in the political attacks on Donald Trump?
I don't have his exact words, but I read them, and it was like, to me, I was struck by the fact that, he protested and he raised a stink about it, but he didn't exactly deny it. At least the way I read his statement, it was not a denial. And he, let's face it, he and his hen he and the Cl and Clinton and Brennan, Comey, Clapper, and the whole lot of them engineered the original coup to try to sabotage and put Hillary Clinton in the White House in 2016 with the Russiagate hoax, and then used that with the impeachment nonsense over the ensuing years when Trump won his first term, and then, of course, stole the 2020 election, of course, under the cover of the coronavirus bullshit.
Yeah.
And it's amazing how he completely perverted our, and well, he didn't pervert it, because he had willing accomplices who either did it at his direct behest or his direct orders, or did it because they wanted to do it because they hated Trump and recognized the threat that Trump was to their fiefdoms. It's like saying,
Fiefdoms.
did Hitler order the Holocaust, or did he just have willing people willing to do it because they just interpreted his will? Same thing here. Did Obama order the sabotaging of Donald Trump, or did Brennan, Comey, Clapper, and all the rest of them do it because, yeah, let's just do it?
I
Or
don't
does it really
know.
matter?
I don't know. I would be shocked if Obama did not know exactly what was going on and was supportive of it. The problem with the deep state is that many parts of it act independent of other parts because they have the same goals. They understand what the ultimate goal is, and so there's no need for central planning. That being said, I have no personal doubt that Obama was involved. I hope he
It's
was
also
involved. I hope he goes
look
to
back.
jail. He'll never go to jail. We know this.
No,
Let's not
of course not.
get too excited about it.
And he'll never he'll and I doubt very much he'll even be prosecuted, but that's another story. Again, look at what happened in the wake of the Tea Party movement with this horrendous harridan Lois Lerner, who was then the head of the IRS. And she and her hench people went after all the conservative 501c3 groups and either shut them down or prevented them from forming 501c3 nonprofit political groups. That is political persecution, government sponsored and government. And did Obama order that? Who knows? We'll never know. But Lois Lerner, certainly being a true believer, took it upon herself in her position as the head of the IRS to go after the political enemies of her preferred candidate, Barack Obama. So there you have it. And there she is today. She still collects a pension and she still walks freely unpunished.
By the way, folks,
And she and
I don't know if you caught this, but it's official. J.J. Sefton is now woke. He said "hench people," not henchmen.
Did I say hench
I'm
people?
shocked. All right, I need a new partner on this podcast. Anyway, you're absolutely right.
Well, you are
What I think is most
my
important,
hench potter.
what I think is most important is this aura of invincibility and this aura of Barack Obama being becoming the elder statesman of the Democrat Party, and how he's such a wonderful man, and he's brilliant and measured, and was perfectly clean throughout his 8 years. I think if this does nothing, it will, other than destroying that image, I think it will be a good thing, and I think it's going to go a long way to destroying that image.
Agreed. And I have seen and I've linked over the last at least week or so to several essays in the Morning Report that question Obama's status as this elder statesman of the Democrat Party. I don't think a lot of Democrats necessarily want him around for either for whatever reason. So could be this, it could be other things. And so I think the aura, whatever it was, real or imagined, of Obama is kind of, and the illusion of him is kind of, please God, at least for the Democrats, is fading away. So we'll see. So.
No, I agree. I think it is fading away. And I think his failure with Chlamydia Harris in the 2024 election. Well, let's face it, he pushed her. There's no doubt about that. He was intimately involved in her, both her choice and her elevation to the candidacy. He failed miserably. He was pathetic. He didn't really do much, by the way, during the campaign. I don't know if you recall. It doesn't really matter. I don't pay much attention to what Barack Obama says, but he didn't do much, and I think that's a signal of his inherent laziness. But also, I think it's a harbinger of his impotence in the coming years, which I think is wonderful. Now, I mean, looking at his wife, any man would be impotent, but that's a different issue. Sorry about that.
Unless you're
So.
gay, which makes no sense. I mean, and Obama is gay. Did you see that article where he said men should have gay friends so that they whatever it was, like, oh my God, I don't know, for blowjobs in a restroom, or I don't know what, but it was like the weirdest, it was the most
Yeah,
odd
he's an he's let's
meeting
face
in.
it, he is a strange man. By the way, what the fuck does that mean? Men should have gay friends. I have friends who are gay, but they're not my friends because they are gay. I can't imagine going out, to a bar and deciding, okay, I'm going to befriend a gay man because I need that in my life. It's the most ridiculous thing in the whole world, and it's insulting to well, it's insulting to pretty much everybody. But anyway.
Yeah, that was weird, but
Yeah.
who knows what lurks in that jug-eared brain of his, and
Yeah.
frankly, who cares? I'm tired of him, so tired of him.
So Tulsi Gabbard, I think, is not backing down, which is a very, very good thing. All too often, certainly in Donald Trump's first term, his underlings played far too nice and were far too collegial, and did not play hardball politics. That's no longer the case, and I'm very, very happy with that. And She
Yes.
just released some more stuff too, supposedly. I'm looking at a New York Times headline right now, and it says it does. Let's see, releases new documents targeting Obama, but it's a New York Times link, so I'm not going to click on it. Fuck it, I don't
Right.
care.
Well, you know
But it's
something
good. I mean, she's doing what she
yes.
said she's going to do, which is a hell of a lot better than what's her name at Department of Justice. So,
Although Bondi, there is some good news for her, but we'll get to that. I'll get to that in a second. But
okay.
as far as Gabbard, throwing out words like treason and traitor and Obama in the same sentence, man, you are tossing verbal Molotov cocktails right at the left. And I cheer that. And it's not just verbiage. She's right. I view Barack Obama as a traitor to this nation, as
Absolutely.
and John Brennan and so on and so forth. He hates America, and his actions and all these things, as we have said, it's just underscored that fact. But to Pam Bondi, she did something which I thought was worthy of note. This asshole Hakeem Jeffries moved in New Jersey to remove I forgot who to Alina Haba, I believe, is who is
Yes.
Donald Trump's former attorney,
Who is
and
very, very bright
she's
and very attractive.
attractive, and also, yeah, say Haba Haba. So, but she was also a prosecutor, I believe, or something in the New Jersey region. And so Hakeem Jeffries and this judge or somebody just literally unilaterally fired her from her position. And Pam Bondi came in and
Well,
said, no, or
yeah,
something, somebody came in
that
and
what
said,
happened
no,
was
no,
that
no.
she was chosen as the what is essentially New Jersey the top federal lawyer in New Jersey for the New Jersey district. I forgot the term for it. And that position has to be approved by Congress, I believe. And otherwise, the appointment is temporary and it ends this Friday or something like that. And Hakeem Jeffries lobbied the judges in that district to get rid of her. So instead of just simply reappointing her as a, sort of a, that's what you do until Congress acts,
Right, interim.
they chose somebody else. And Bondi promptly fired that other person. So
Good for her.
what she's saying to the judges is, I'm sorry that this is the prerogative of the administration. It has nothing to do with you. So, but yes, you're right. She stepped up in this case. But still, I'm not impressed. Whatever you might think about the Epstein stuff, she bungled that. I don't want to get into the nitty gritty, but I don't think anybody will argue with me when I say that Bondi bungled the Epstein case, or
I would agree.
the
Yeah.
Epstein the Epstein whatever you want to call it. So,
Well, whatever.
yeah.
L'affaire Epstein for you
Yeah,
French
L'Affaire
people out
Epstein.
there.
Okay. That'll work.
But I mean, you're right. I mean, what the hell was going on with that? I mean, we're going to release all the files. We're going to release all the files. We're going to release it. We're going to prove all this crap and blah, blah, blah. And then the end, oh, we're not releasing it. Nothing here. Let's go home. I'm saying, what the hell? Surely you knew there was nothing there in the first place, so why get all hopped up and excited? I mean, yeah, she whatever is going on there, it's just amateur hour, and that's just not a good look for both for her and especially, for Donald Trump. And you're supposed to, be there to bolster your boss and the president of the United States, and you just, you made him look bad, and now all of a sudden you give the Democrats a political and the Rhino enemies a weapon with which to beat up on Donald Trump. So, it's just it's ridiculous. Oh well, Ms. Bondi.
Okay,
Bondi and
so
Bondi and Bondi and no discipline. That's the
yeah.
problem.
So Alina Haba's title was U.S. Attorney for the District of New Jersey. So just for shits and giggles, we get that right.
Very good.
Yeah. So what else have we got? Anything interesting floating around?
I mean, I think that's pretty much it. I mean, there's just obviously, we have this Mamdani, we have this Fateh Al-Fatah, whatever the hell, running in Minneapolis. We have
Yeah, he looks like a clown,
Newsom
doesn't
and
he?
Bass,
Yeah.
land grabbing, and it's just
Yeah.
everything. Just we're just and there was apparently a mass terror attack that was thwarted by the FBI
Yeah, in
that
New
was supposed
York.
to hit New York City. So
Yeah,
good on
I think he
Cash
was
Patel.
mostly a crazy man.
Yes. Yeah.
It wasn't Islamic, it wasn't Islamists. It was just it was a leftist. But we're going to get more of
Allies
that,
of
folks.
Eden.
Yeah. So
Absolutely.
before we started recording, Sefton and I were well, I mentioned it, the what I called the Democrat lying machine, and it's a
Yes.
big topic, and I'm not really sure how to cover it. But what I was the catalyst for that was this. This case of an 82-year-old man who ICE picked up off the street and threw into a jail and then sent him to Guatemala or Bulgaria or New Zealand or whatever the fuck it was. And then he died, but then he didn't die, and maybe he's not a whatever. And the upshot of it was this was a bullshit story created by the Democrat propaganda apparatus. And it was made up out of whole cloth. The guy never even existed. And that was what piqued my interest in the whole topic of the Democrat lying machine. And we'll get back to this in the next several weeks, I think, because it's an interesting topic. But the point is, and I think Sefton will agree with me, that the Democrats have no problem with lying. It is built into their DNA. They believe that any story in furtherance of their political agenda is reasonable. Whether it is true is secondary.
I totally agree. And again, it's like it's, I don't know what the leftist expression is for the Arabic word of taqiyya. Again, a lie to advance a cause is, well, they'll call it noble, but they won't, whatever. They won't even acknowledge that they're lying. They just, whatever they believe, and they're true believers, and they'll just spit it out there, and they don't give a shit what happens, whether it's true or not. If it advances their cause, then so be it. Who cares? And, as we discussed before going on the air, it's just, now all of a sudden there's this so-called, and I laugh at it, the idiot James Carville. Clinton's hench idiot is all, and a lot of leftists are in
Hench
a
idiot.
huff
I like
about,
that.
right, not hench person, but hench idiot. They're all in a fucking tizzy about how the Democrat Party is being led by a clown car of crazy people. And it's like, hello, the whole Democrat Party is a fucking clown car. Are they ups is James Carville upset because someone like Mamdani and Titicaca Cortez and Bernie Sanders says what they say openly? Or is he upset at what they actually believe in? No, to me, he's upset because they're saying what they believe in, and they feel that they can now openly declare their insanity and run on that. When James Carville knows full well that, as Rush Limbaugh used to say, the Democrats can never run on what they truly believe because they would never win. But then again, Mamdani is running on what he truly believes, and he's likely to win. And that is a sad commentary, not only on New York, but on the state of affairs and in general. But so what is it? So is it that they're lying? Is the lying? They don't even have to lie. They just openly declare, yeah, we're for property confiscation, we're for open borders, we're for transsexual perversion, and if you're against it, we will come after you and arrest you and prosecute you with a smile. So it's these people are.
And they're doing worse than they have in the last 30-plus years
True.
since Reagan. So obviously they have to relearn the art of lying about their ultimate goals.
Right. But as I said, unfortunately, Mamdani will probably win the New York City mayoralty, and this Fateh Feh, whatever the
Yeah.
hell is going to win many,
Yeah, is
is
he
going to
gonna
win
win?
Mogadishu.
Yeah.
Probably. Well, no, there's what's his name, Jacob Frey, he's just a milquetoast,
So he's a
garden variety,
sacrificial. Yeah, okay.
sacrificial garden variety leftist is running against him, and he's upset. But again, I don't know what he's got to fear, because Minneapolis is mostly Muslim and Islamic as it is. But it's the land of what's her name, Ilhan, the brother fucker Omar. If I could use that word, and that's what she is, the lying scum. And so they'll win. And that's a sad commentary.
Yeah. Mamdani, it's fascinating to me that New York has fucked up so badly that they have Mamdani as the most viable Democrat candidate.
I forgot who it was, but somebody wrote a great piece saying, when Anthony Weiner looks like the sane choice, you know that the party has problems.
Yeah. The problem with Adams, by the way, he's running as an independent against Mamdani, is that there's an upper level of his support. He's not gonna win. And
No.
so the best thing for New York probably would be for Adams to withdraw, throw his support to Cuomo, and see if Cuomo can beat Mamdani. Now, Cuomo's support comes from the working class in New York, which I think is very, very interesting. Whether he has enough support to overcome both Adams and Mamdani, I doubt it. I just
Well,
don't
there's
see
Adams
that.
and Mamdani, and there's also, you also have Curtis Sliwa in there, and obviously the normal vote is going to be split there too. So
Yeah.
it's everything works in favor of Mamdani, I'm afraid,
Yeah.
sadly.
I just saw a poll. I'm not sure how rigorous a poll it was, but Mamdani is getting 35% of the black vote, a black voter support, and Cuomo's getting 32, and Adams is way behind with like 18 or 12 or something like that. And that to me is very, very interesting because I mean, anybody who pays attention to Islam in the world, they are racists. They are bald-faced racists,
Of
and the
course,
idea
Islamic.
that Black Americans would be, part of this beautiful coalition of Islamists and Black Americans and leftists is just fucking nuts. So,
I always found it insane, as did many interesting characters in history, such as Eldridge Cleaver, of all people, that black people have this love of Islam and convert to Islam. And it's like when Islam looks at and Arab nations in general and Muslim nations look at as black people, literally like the Klan would look at black people, if not worse. I mean, they hate blacks. And basically, Islam started, and Arab Muslims started the slave trade way, way back when. They were the ones who initiated it. So, but yet, oh, we gotta, you've gotta have,
But they were egalitarian. They would take slaves from anyone.
exactly. But they were just, whatever. But be that as it may, it's insane. It's insanity magnified, and unfortunately, regular decent New Yorkers of all stripes have to suffer for the. For the madness and the insanity of the majority of New Yorkers who are at minimum, reflexively and just liberal and Democrat as opposed to mad leftist. So that's the fate of the city. There you go. Sorry.
What really amazes, oh, nothing amazes me about New York anymore, but the amount of support, the level of support that Mamdani is getting from wealthy Jews
God.
is just incredible to me. Now they're being bullshitted. Mamdani has there's an offshoot of his campaign structure. It's Jews for Mamdani or something like that. It's being run by a Sri Lankan who clearly not Jewish. But they target middle and upper class Jews or wealthy Jews in New York for both support and for their votes, and it's transparent. But apparently, the political instincts of the typical New York Jew are simply non-existent. My grandfather voted for Roosevelt, therefore I will always be a Democrat. Okay, have at it.
Exactly. I mean, that's I mean, it's insane. I mean, after seeing, and I forgot who was it. Oh yeah, the whatever. I thought it was Mamdani, but it's not. It's the knucklehead psycho that from Colombia who supported
You're going to have to be
terrorism.
a lot more specific than that.
I know Khalil or whatever his name was, who I
Oh,
believe,
yeah.
I don't know if he was arrested or if he was deported, he was kicked off campus. He was interviewed, and he refuses to still refuses to denounce Hamas. And I guarantee you that most everybody on the Columbia campus will refuse to denounce Hamas, and yet we'll vote for Mamdani, who is, and I think his father is also his Uganda, whatever the
Oh,
Ugandan
yeah. His
mother,
father's a, you know, he's an
another charmer.
out and proud Islamist, and his mother is no charmer, so
Exactly. So there you go.
Yeah.
Have fun, people. Pickle it.
All right, folks, we're gonna wrap this one up. We've been jabbering for far too long. Thank you very much for listening and hitting the tip jar and commenting both at Ace of Spades, where Sefton and I write, and at cutjibnewsletter.com, where we also write and where this podcast will be posted. It's also going to be posted at on Apple and Spotify and Amazon if you want to listen to it that way. Anyway,
Yep.
thank you very
And within
much.
24 hours, yes. And within 24 hours, we will post also. We have a Rumble channel too. So
Oh yeah, the Rumble too.
all those venues are available to you to listen at your pleasure. And please comment everywhere. We appreciate it.
Interestingly, I don't get Rumble in France. It's blocked
Ooh.
for reasons that I simply don't understand. Anyway, folks, thanks for listening, and Sefton, take it away.
Yes, sir. For CBD, it's JJ Sefton here. Our dear friends, thank you. And I echo CBD, my co-pod guy, man, not person,
Good.
but
All right, you're stumbling over it too. I'm so glad.
co-podulator. There you go.
Okay.
My co-podulator. For all your wonderful support and commenting, and we truly appreciate it more than words could express. And we will see you again real soon on the next one. God bless you, Alice.
Thanks for listening, folks.